Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Brooke Way, Vitalant Marketing and Communication Specialist, to talk for Drive for Life 22. The event will be held Monday, November 4th. We need blood, folks. We're going to ask you to donate blood today. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's a treat to talk to you again. It's been a few weeks for you and me. It was a pleasure to meet you and get to know you then. Glad to be talking again now. This is a pretty big deal. This time of year, blood donations tend to slow down a bit.
Correct, yes. And with the recent snowfall that we just had, we actually had 12 blood drives in Colorado canceled between Tuesday and Wednesday. So we actually... We lost about 300 donations through that. So we are now trying to make up for those lost donations. So what a perfect time to come out on Monday for Drive for Life.
And special incentives for doing that that we'll talk about. Kind of want to get to the business of donating blood. It is so important. And because we're in the holiday season and weather can do things, like you say, you lost out on 300 donations. Got to try to make up that ground, and I'm hoping Colorado Springs will turn out and help you do that. How long does it actually take to donate blood for those of us who have not done this before?
Correct, yes. So it takes about an hour from filling out your paperwork in the beginning to enjoying some delicious snacks afterwards. But the actual process of giving blood is only around 15 minutes. So it's very quick. It takes only an hour total of your time, and it's such a great thing to do for so many patients who need it.
Absolutely. And here in Colorado Springs, we have a Vitalant Blood Donation Center. It's in the vicinity of Austin Bluffs and Academy. Very easy to get to.
Correct. Yes, it's open Monday, Drive for Life. It's open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So very convenient times for you to come out either before or after work, or if you want to kind of take the day to just enjoy it and come out.
Yeah, and the weather is lightening up on us a little bit here, so even between now and then, it's going to be very easy to make a stop and give a quick little bit of time to give some blood to an important cause. Again, this time of year being holiday season, lots of bad things can happen, particularly with car accidents and other things, because the weather gets a little fluky. How do I know if I am qualified to donate blood?
Of course, yes. So we ask that anyone who's donating blood is feeling well and healthy that day. And there are other requirements you might want to check out before you donate. And those are all on our website, vitalant.org. There's a whole eligibility section. So if you have any questions about medications you're taking or anything like that, and if that will affect your eligibility, just go to our website.
Now, there's some very special things happening on November 4th, on Monday, and they involve a favorite football team of ours.
Yes, we love partnering with the Denver Broncos for Drive for Life. We've done it. This is our 22nd year in a row, and we couldn't be more excited. So any donor that comes into our donation center that day or blood drives along Colorado's Front Range, they're going to get a t-shirt, a pin, and be entered to win Denver Broncos themed prizes, including game day tickets, as well as an autographed football.
And there's an off chance. I want to be very careful here because Vitalant has a lot of centers around the state, but there is an off chance that if you are in one of the centers, you might get to meet some of the cheerleaders. Miles, the mascot, could make a surprise visit. Lots of different things could happen.
Correct. Yes, so there is a possibility, that Broncos cheerleaders, alumni, and or Miles, the mascot, could make a surprise visit. So how much fun is that while you're donating blood to be able to see some of these Broncos, the community members?
Well, yeah, I'm going to jump up out of my chair with a needle and a tube in my arm, and I'm going to go chase Miles for an autograph is what's going to happen.
We will, we'll let you do that.
Oh, I would hope you. And make sure the tube is very long so it can run far. truthfully, blood donation is no joke. It's badly needed. Some new things are happening as well with Flight for Life. Vitalant has been part of something very exciting going on there. You want to talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, we're really excited to partner with Flight for Life. We now have blood units on flight. So it's much quicker to be able to give blood to those patients who really need it on Flight for Life. So that's extremely exciting. We've been seeing a lot of success through that, and we just really want to help more patients in so many different ways. So that has been very helpful.
So the urging is give an hour of your time and do it as soon as convenient for you. Make it November 4th if you want. Have a little extra fun. Get a T-shirt and a pen. Enjoy some nice snacks. You're heading over to Austin Bluffs and Academy to the Vitalant Donation Center there. And you have a chance at winning tickets to a Denver game or possibly an autographed football. You might get to meet Broncos cheerleaders, alumni, or Miles the mascot could make a surprise visit where you are. All information that you need is on vitalant.org. Of course, walk-ins are welcome anytime, and it's open from 7 until 7 on Monday. What about hours between now and then when the weather's starting to get nice again?
Yeah, you know, they have regular hours. Again, on our website, you can check any location that's closest to you, and that includes any center or blood drive. Again, just go to vitalant.org, and you can go to the locations tab and just double-check those hours before you head out.
Brooke Way, Vitalant Marketing and Communications Specialist, we so appreciate your spending some time with us to tell our listeners about an opportunity that they have to help a lot of people. The average donation can save 3 lives.
Yes, it can, and we really appreciate you and all of your listeners.
It's a privilege to serve and support in this way. Brooke, thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.